Brennan here for the Edi podcast, featuring the less important person.
Edi, thanks. So I just got turned to a nobody on my own damn podcast. I feel so special. So we're on episode 45. We're coming close to almost a year doing this. So I'm assuming we're probably going to be reaching around episode 50 when we're close to the year mark. That's an anniversary. I hope people out there give me anniversary presents. I do like chocolate and cheese, not together. Ew. What are we talking about today? Because you mentioned that you wanted to do it. What are we discussing?
The Blair Witch.
And not just the Blair Witch, but like the movies, right? Remember to speak up, boy?
Yeah.
I'll speak up, boy.
Can I burn you? I'm hungry.
No, you can't burn me. So, the Blair Witch. Now, you wanted to watch the new movie, right?
Yes.
Which we literally just finished watching.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you think of the movie overall? Don't give spoilers yet. We're going to have spoilers later, but what did you think so far?
I think it was really good.
And did you get scared?
More than once.
Did you jump?
More than once.
Did you dig your nails into my arm when you were getting nervous? Because I got track marks. I'm looking like a heroin addict because of you.
At least twice,
yeah. I think I counted about 5 times. All right, so the Blair Witch. So now you're how old? How old? Come on, just say what?
11, almost 12.
11, almost 12. All right. Now, you just saw the Blair Witch, the 2016 one, the new one.
Yeah.
Now, you've seen, being around me, you've heard of and known of the other movies, you just never seen them.
Yes.
So we're going to go back, and we're going to literally not just be talking about the new movie, we're talking about the Blair Witch, like the whole legacy of the whole damn thing, everything that's involved. So are you ready, people? Should we go on this journey?
Y'all yelling no, but let's do it anyway.
There's no one yelling because we're not in the damn woods. All right. The whole Blair Witch thing started back in 1999 with the release of the movie The Blair Witch Project. But the funny thing is, even though the movie was released in 1999, you have to actually go even before that into 1999, but earlier when they released on the Sci-Fi Channel, back when Sci-Fi wasn't S-Y-F-Y, when it was actually the words S-C-I-F-I, like for science fiction. The Sci-Fi Channel released what was called Curse of the Blair Witch. This was like a fake documentary, what they call a mockumentary, about the witch and kind of the background of the movie and the background of the story that they're going to be seeing, because when you go see the original movie, you kind of just go into it. They give you some background, but they don't jump all into it. You with me so far?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So they released Curse of the Blair Witch. It was really, as much as you call it a mockumentary, it's really just like a half hour long commercial for the movie, if you think about it, right?
Yeah.
All right. So then the movie was released. The initial story of the movie. Three young people go into the Black Hill Woods and they go missing while they're searching for the witch. They're basically looking up history and information of this supposed Blair Witch that's connected to all these legends and stuff in the backwoods of the Black Hills and all this stuff. People gone missing, and this has been going around for almost 100 years. It goes far back. They talk about people in the 1800s. There's actually talk, and they mention it, about... So in some of the other movies, they talk about one thing which they don't. I don't think they really mentioned it in this new one. It's something called Coffin Rock. Coffin Rock. It's a famous rock in like apparently one of the rivers. It's like a big flat rock. Mm-hmm. Some of the people that went looking for some of the kids that went missing were found on the rock. Four of them laid out naked, with their chests and guts open, and just I think pull off, put next to the side. Like someone opened them up, pull the guts out, and just put it next to them. Four bodies. So the Blair Witch is a real bitch.
not Blair Witch at all.
What are you scared? She's gonna come get you? We're not in the woods. We good. We safe.
It's a joke.
It's a joke, yeah. My ass is a joke. Who's screaming? You didn't scream, but my arm says otherwise about if you got scared or not. Then in 2000, about a year later, a group of people are affected when looking into the found tapes and doing research on the Blair Witch. This movie is called Book of Shadows, Blair Witch 2, which on its own stands as an okay, cool movie.
Mm-hmm.
But when you connect it to the initial movie of the Blair Witch Project, a lot of people weren't happy. Now, as you saw the new movie, it was found footage, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me what found footage is.
Found footage is footage that has been missing and was found.
So it's like a movie filmed to make it look like it was real, right?
Yeah.
Now, the Blair Witch Project, it's not necessarily the first movie to do that style, but it was one of the big movies going back in 1999 that kind of helped kick off the whole found footage craze. There's so many movies that have come out now following that style of, oh, look, this really happened because we found the real tapes. One of the more recent ones that I actually enjoyed that was like that was Jerusalem with a Z, which I'll show it to you one day. We'll watch it. So we'll watch you get scared. Maybe you can dig your nails into my other arm and fully out heroinize me. And of course, now you have 2016, the new movie, which we watch, where it's basically the younger brother of the girl from part one, who essentially finds online footage. Somebody put footage online that they found. So it's a movie about found footage about somebody watching found footage.
Okay.
It's like, oh my God, it's like that movie where you go into the dreams. What do you call that movie? You don't remember. You have no clue what I'm talking about, do you?
Sonic.
No, not Sonic. Inception. It's very Inception. So they see footage. Oh my God, my sister's alive. So he gets a group of people and they're going to go research and see if they can find the sister. And then all hell breaks loose. But yeah, it's funny how technically what people see part two, The Book of Shadows, was like a regular straightforward film.
Mm-hmm.
This one, which you can consider three or just another sequel, goes back to the found footage. The original one written by Daniel Merrick and Eduardo Sanchez. Really kicked off that style of found footage. It worked for a lot of people. A lot of people got sick and dizzy because you got to realize back then the cameras were not as good as they are today. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the cameras back then were very, very jumpy and very shaky. So you couldn't tell what the hell. So a lot of people got nauseous. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Getting sick. Boy, you got to speak up more. You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but say more. Come on. We're talking to the people. I mean, you just watched this one. Did you find it that jumpy?
No. More straightforward.
Technology has given us cameras that have that, what is it, that special feature where it gets rid of some of the shake. Also, the movie was so much clearer because technology has gotten so much better with cameras that you could see more where the first one was very gritty because it's in the dark. It got very grainy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny though because one of the characters in the movie had an old camera too.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. They still have one of the old style cameras just to keep it classic.
But the guy also said that it works better with the night vision than some of the newer ones. I don't know if that's true. I'm gonna have to go get an old camera and a new camera and see. Well, what other equipment do they have? Do you remember?
What?
The new guys?
Oh. So they have these earpiece cameras that have GPSs and cameras. They have a drone.
Oh, yeah. And then something happens with the drone. Yeah, so they definitely had more stuff because the original one's just three people, three cameras. Sometimes even just two cameras because someone else is following the map.
Sounds like a YouTube title.
What? Three videos, two cameras? Oh, you mean what? Two girls, one cup? We're talking about the Blair Witch, not the Blair Poop Project. Okay, this boy's going to pass out from laughing. Now, this being the third official movie of the series, the Blair Witch, I guess, legacy has spawned lots of stuff. This actually has books, video games, documentaries, and more. There was even a parody, a full-form movie, a full independent movie called The Blair Witch Project.
That's what I was making fun of earlier.
The Blair Witch Project, which starred, if I remember, it starred Linda Blair, who is the... Who is the little girl from the original Exorcist movie? Well, grown up now, I guess. I saw the movie. I don't remember if she was the Blair Bitch herself or what. I really don't. And then there was a scary movie had it happen in it too. And then lots of other movies had little skits making fun of the movie. Mainly the scene where the girl's looking up at the camera talking about how she's, I'm so sorry. This is all my fault. Which honestly it is because it was her idea to go into the goddamn woods. So. Along with the original movies, there were also the mockumentaries that came out with that were like supplements to the movies. Like I said, before the original movie came out, there was Curse of the Blair Witch. And then afterwards, there was Sticks and Stones, an exploration of the Blair Witch legend, which I believe, if I remember right, I think they wanted to put that documentary kind of as part of the movie. I think they wanted to like release it in theaters either as a second thing you go see, or just make something that you watch right after the movie. But I believe it was included in maybe the DVDs. Then there was also The Massacre of the Burkittsville 7, The Blair Witch Legacy, which went more into the story, the history of the Blair Witch, which talks about the guy Rustin Parr, who is the guy who apparently, as the legend goes, he took 8 kids, killed 7. I think one of them survived, but the big thing about him, which becomes a big part of the storyline with the whole Blair Witch series, is the fact that when he kills kids, while he's busy killing one, the rest of them have to stand in the corner and look at the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like a punishment.
Yeah. Geek.
Have you ever had that happen to you?
Yes. My uncle told me to go look at the wall. It's my best friend.
Stare at the wall, huh? Your wall's your best... Yes, I've heard about this.
It's my only friend.
And then the whole thing with Rustin Parr, which comes into play with this movie, is the fact that they, Rustin Parr is the guy who said the voices kept telling him to do it. So it kind of plays into, is the Blair Witch a witch, or is it just people going crazy?
Well,
because the whole area is... Well, there was also the one last thing, the Shadow of the Blair Witch from 2000s. But do you want to get into the spoilers now? You really want to jump in there?
If you haven't watched this movie... And you don't really care if you want to watch it or not, then I guess you can keep going. But if you...
From this point on, we will be having spoilers. No. All right.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
So you actually do see the Blair Witch, though.
Which is interesting, because the other movies, you never actually see her. It's like she's influencing everything, but you never actually get a look at her, which is... It's funny you brought that up, because I showed you the toys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what was it? There was 2 different toys put out. Do you remember what they look like? Can you describe the toys when
one
I showed
one of them
you?
Was like a tree-looking lady with a dress, and another one was a...
Is lady the right word for you to use, honestly?
No, it's more like a...
She looked like a woodsy bitch!
How do I put this?
The bitch looked like she got horns made of a tree.
Her name would be Trisha.
Trisha? Why? Because she's a tree?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks like a living... What about the other one? The other one looks more like the one we actually see in the movie, right?
Yeah, more like a woman with, like, skinny and tall.
And what about her? Her titties.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't see them either. Maybe they were sagging so far down, I just thought they were skin. But... If you look up, I think it was McFarlane Toys is the one that put these out, and they were putting out a lot of monster toys years ago. So which out of the 2 toys, which one did you find scarier?
Probably the tree one, because that's all that would piss my pants.
Okay, well, maybe they should, the new movie, they should have gone with the tree bitch, but they didn't go with the tree bitch, they went with the hobgoblin looking bitch. now, what's interesting is the movie... really worked. One thing that they added in this movie, right, was, remember I said, was the whole racism thing, because even you gave me a look.
Yeah.
There was a player. Now, tell us what happened. Tell us the beginning. What happens? Explain to them.
So they were, like, walking in that. So they were driving there to the person who they found the footage.
Yeah, the guy who found the footage, put it up. They spoke to them. Yeah, let's go, whatever. So they're going to meet the guy that put the footage up to mm-hmm. discuss stuff. Okay.
Okay, so they enter his house, and all they see is a Southern flag hanging on the wall.
Big old Confederate flag.
Which the guy who's like, the guy, I forgot his name.
The black guy? You can call him the black guy, because he is the black guy.
I think his name was Timmy.
You know what?
Something, I don't know.
I was busy waiting for people to scream and die. I don't know if I pay attention to the names. But there was a black, actually not even a black guy, it was a black couple.
Yeah. So they walk in, and the first thing, he looks at the flag, and he looks at the guy like, for you.
He gives a camera that look like, motherfucker, are you for real? Go on, say it. Come on. What did he say? He had the look of what?
Like, motherfucker, are you fucking for real?
Yeah, that's one extra fucking. I didn't say that extra fucking. Damn. Yeah, so then that kind of makes it, what, leaves him all like...
Like non-trusty?
Yeah, he doesn't like these 2 white Southern people who... What? They kind of like, yeah, okay, we want to go with you. We want to be part of the search. So now the black guy's like, great. First of all, we meet this Confederate flag holding guy. Now this guy wants to join us. And there, do you know what the word white trash means?
No.
No?
No, what does it mean?
Okay, you know the 2 people that they're meeting and they're going with them? That's kind of what most people would describe as white trash. Now, I'm not one to judge, but white trash is usually someone that's looked upon as not... hopefully school knowledge, usually on the poorer end of stuff, and tend to be a little more biggity. Would that describe them, you think?
Perfectly.
Okay, then. All right, so moving on. So then the rest of the movie, the black couple, there's just racial tension between the black couple and this guy. Now, we get to the woods, and then what starts happening? Break down for us what you saw happening, because basically what happened in some of the comments I saw about this, about the new one, people were upset because they said it was too much like the first one. And quite honestly, from the commercials, I could have told you it's going to be the same shit. It's basically the same story just happening to the younger brother. I don't believe in any of the commercials or anything. Were they hiding that, right? Like, you saw, even seeing the commercials, if you'd seen the first one and saw the commercials, you'd hit, right? Would you have had a clue? Would you have thought? Yeah, it's almost the same. It's just a newer version. They just found a new way to do it. All right. So a lot of the stuff that happened in the new one is stuff that happened in the old one. There's a couple of things that didn't happen, which I'll fill you in as you tell us what happened.
Okay. So they walked in. So then the black guy started talking a lot of trash.
Yeah, he's kind of giving the white trash people some attitude, right?
Yes.
Or as they call it, they were throwing the shade.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's messed up.
Hey, I didn't make up the phrase, but go on, tell us what happened.
So okay, so they were talking about, like, this coffin thing. He was like, it's real. People come to these woods. They don't explain things. And he's like, okay, yeah, this guy's complete fake. But in the end, who's laughing now?
Now, They heard noises in the distance at night. Most of the stuff happened at night, right? Because in the daytime, everything's fine.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, sounds like that. It sounds like his phone smashing. You're gonna break your screen. Don't do that. I could have just done. Why are you doing?
That sounds like more of a grummy stomach.
All right, now we're just kidding. you're hearing these loud sounds. What sounds like? See, it's funny because at first I'm thinking the Blair Witch isn't a giant ass bitch. I thought it was footsteps, but no. Then they finally describe as trees falling is what they said, right?
Yeah.
And then you got a storm coming in. You're hearing sounds. They're hearing what sounds like someone moving in the distance. Remember, I said spoilers.
Here's like a spoiler. Basically, like, it's like they're trapped in another dimension.
Yes, because you get into this whole, and I don't remember if it happens in the first one. I know they get lost and they're using a map and their compasses aren't working right, but in the new one they're using GPS.
Yes, that fails.
And it's just failing. They're not getting a signal. But yeah, no, like you said, dimension. I was going to use the word time distortion, because at one point they get split up. And we're following the main character, the guy who's looking for his sister, and that group. Mm-hmm. And then they meet up with the other people that split up. And the main character we've been following, it's only been a couple of hours. How long has it been for the other group?
It's been 5 days.
And you can tell from the way they look. The guy's hair's grown in. He looks dirty. Not that he kind of looked dirty already to begin with. So there's time distortion. So I don't know if, like, the Blair Witch got a TARDIS and the bitch is, like, throwing people around in time. But what else is happening during that time? While they're, it's only been a couple hours for the main characters. It's been 5 days for the other characters. Mm-hmm. 5 days of...
What?
5 days of...
Living hell?
And remember what happened to the sky?
Oh, it turned night forever.
Yeah, it was nighttime for 5 straight days for them. And even the guy is paranoid when they bump into each other. They're like, what the hell is going on? He doesn't trust them and whatnot. What they didn't have in this movie... I want you to tell them, what did they find hanging in the trees?
Oh, they found... what's it called?
Stick figures?
Yes, the Blair Witch stick figures.
Which is funny, because that does happen in the first one. It happens in all the movies. Almost all of them have it.
Here's another spoiler. How one of them dies is one of them who got hurt earlier... wakes up and goes like mental all of a sudden. She grabs one of them out of the hand and she splits it, and all of a sudden, as soon as she splits it in like two pieces, the person who was touched it first, like their back just broke the spine. It's like they bent back and broke their spine. So it was kind of like something like Voodoo-ish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But on top of that, too, the girl that got the... for you people that have a foot fetish out there, you'll love this. The girl... there is a foot injury. And then there is a scene. I don't want to spoil this scene. I'm just going to tell you when they're checking out the foot later on, some shit goes down that both me and Brandon will jump back like, whoa! No!
No.
Like, I'd rather smell a stank foot than see that happen in real life.
No.
Now, what didn't happen in the movie, this new one that happened in the first one that I thought added some scariness to it, unless I missed it, but children. In both movies, you saw the handprints of the kids, right?
Yes.
In the house. The first one, they wake up in the middle of the night to what sounds like kids giggling and laughing, and they're in their tent, and somebody's looks like a bunch of little hands pushing the tent in, like there's a bunch of little kids outside.
So do you think that made it less or more scary?
I thought that made it scary for the first one. They didn't use that in this one, which is okay, because they're not trying not to remake the exact movie, but at the same time, I'm like, children giggling in the forest in the middle of the night is always creepy. Right? We didn't see any of that happen this time around.
All they could have done is just put some black-eyed kids in there and make them run for hell.
No, but that'd be a whole other story. We're not doing no black-eyed kids. We're doing the Blair Witch. But she's known for killing kids. Maybe giving them black eyes by punching them. But if you think about it, yeah, I mean, the kids laughing, I thought would have added something, would have made them more freaked out, right? Especially since it's now, like, as the movie progresses, it starts raining, they're stuck at night, they finally find the house.
I can like explain the whole movie in one sentence, but I wouldn't do that because that would be too much of a spoiler.
Nah, would it be a big spoiler if you did it?
It's about the first clip they find.
Oh yeah, well I did give a clue. We did mention time distortions.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing of, like I said, even you said it about this movie is we get to see the Blair Witch. Where the other one, we didn't see shit. We did see, you know, the other one, there was some time distortion. We saw the hanging stick men. There was the rock piles that they found outside that they're like, who the hell did this? But in the first one, we never really saw the Blair Witch. This one, we saw a skinny, stank bitch.
Patricia was found.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I'm naming Patricia. Anyway, what was it? Oh, it was on the tip of my tongue. You keep speaking while I think.
What I was going to say is, describe her to us, what you saw. I mean, we described the toys. Now, describe what you saw as the Blair Witch. Because we never got a good look. She was always in the back hiding. Because she knows she's a fugly bitch. Whether she wants to appear on camera or wants to be seen, her big thing is she does not like to be seen. So, what did you see? Tell us how you...
So, in the woods, we saw her. Again, we saw her later. But so, we see her, like, walking, and she's tall. She looks like Slender Man with a dress on.
No, I don't think she had a dress. She looked naked.
Oh.
Unless it's just... Well, it is raining, so it's probably sticking to her. But, yeah, Slender Man... female Slender Man.
Normal face, like weird face though still. Like eyes, nose, mouth.
Yeah, it was all blurry, so we never got a good look at her. But yeah, she does not look pretty. This
eyes
is not
glowed.
Glow, did they?
Yeah, when she looked, they glowed and then she ran.
How many times did we see her? There's like, what, 3 to 4? No,
twice?
No. Well, I guess the second time counts as like 2 or 3 because you see her hiding. She looks thin as shit, but her hands and arms, or her arms and legs look elongated, but she's kind of hunched over.
Oh, wait, didn't they say that they stretched her using rocks?
Did they?
Yeah. At the beginning, he said, well, supposedly, instead of just them, you know, hanging her there to die, they used rocks to, like, on her arms and legs to stretch her out from above a tree.
Damn, they were just cruel to this bitch. And now, this is going also back to the history of the Blair Witch, which, if you watch the movies, they definitely go into more detail. I don't want to go too much into the history anymore. We're talking more about the movies themselves. It makes great history, because there was a video game based on it, too.
I might do a gameplay.
But I don't know what system it was, so I don't know if you'd be able to get the gameplay. It's probably downloadable for computer, or maybe, God knows if it's available on the phone, though. But overall, what did you think of the movies? As a kid of your age watching this movie, which is more or less almost a remake of the first one.
Oh, I think
one.
I know. No, now it's back. Okay. So what I think it was is I think they were trying to remake the legacy so that, you know, it's more modern now. So it's back to the legacy.
Yeah, like they found a way to twist the story enough where they could remake it, but it's not a remake.
Yeah. So I think for a kid at my age, this is a really good movie. And I'd recommend it.
For a kid your age? What the hell is this? For a kid your age? Okay, let's keep in mind, how old are you?
I'm 22.
My ass is 22.
I'm 11.
You're 11. And this movie...
Rated R.
Was it rated R? Yeah, I probably just like... God knows how many things. It probably was rated, yeah, rated R, which usually means
21 or older.
No, not 21 or older. That's usually 18? Like 14, 15, maybe and up. But I think you have to be 18 or whatever to get tickets. If you went to it, at least it's not NC-17, which means no one 17 under can watch, which is borderline like a porno. And trust me, I do not want to see a Blair Witch porno. When you saw her arms and her, you know what? It wasn't just her arms and legs elongated. Her titties were elongated. They were like stretched out. They were bouncing off her knees. Now that's some scary shit. This boy's 11 and even he knows that.
All right. Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1. We're back. All right.
Oh my God. This is what happens when you drink too much Mountain Dew while you're watching a movie. Someone has to go pee. You know what? We both had to pee. It's not his fault. It's not my fault. It's Mountain Dew's fault. And by no way is that a commercial, because if it was, they'd be giving me money. Speaking of money.
Money.
We have been discussing starting a Patreon. If you guys are interested, let us know. I mean, if we did a Patreon, we definitely would try and add more content. We would actually do more live chats and other stuff. So let us know. Hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just look up Is Ed Die Dead or Ed Die Podcast. Or email us. Just go to the website, iseddiedead.com. Let us know what you thought of the movie. Did you see all the movies or not? Just let us know. And then we'll hit you up back. Hopefully we'll get you on the social media. Anyway, we'll see you next time. For me and Brandon, the boy who apparently doesn't want to see the elongated titties of the Blair Witch. What? The Blair Titty Project.
No.
No? Okay. All right. Well, anyway, hit us up, guys. We'll see you next time. Any last words?
Shebang.